With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden says he does not need to undergo cognitive testing. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Responding to questions about his mental sharpness, the president said he took three significant and intense neurological exams conducted by a neurologist, most recently in February. And he's open to more testing if it's recommended.
I am not opposed. If my doctors tell me I should have another neurological exam, I'll do it.
Mr. Biden also said that he's tested every single day as he tackles the challenges of the presidency. Greg Clugston, the White House.
House Majority Leader Steve Scalise told reporters Democrats are worried about the president's public perception after that faulty debate performance.
It's interesting to watch the Democrats right now expressing disdain over Joe Biden's performance at the debate. Let's be clear, first of all, the reason so many people are recognizing that Joe Biden did so poorly is because President Trump did so well in the debate.
Republican Senator Dan Sullivan tells the Salem Radio Network defense spending has taken a big hit under President Biden.
The Biden administration's defense budget every year cuts defense spending, and right now, under the Biden administration's defense budget, we're shrinking the Army, shrinking the Navy, can't build Navy ships.
This summer's heat could be affecting your medications.
It's raising the danger of heat-related illnesses in a more subtle way by amplifying the side effects of many common medications. Blood pressure medications can lead to dehydration. Beta blockers for heart conditions can decrease blood flow to the skin and make you less aware of dangerous heat. Some antidepressants can hinder your ability to stay cool. Keeping drugs from getting too hot is another consideration. Experts say to check the side effects and storage requirements for your prescriptions. Keith Peters reporting.
This is SRN News. The Presbyterian Church USA has declared war on conservatives.
The denomination's leadership has approved two new proposals. One will add sexual orientation and so-called gender identity to the organization's anti-discrimination policy. The second and more controversial proposal will require that future candidates for ordination be quizzed about their support for the LGBT lifestyle, suggesting that a conservative response might be disqualifying. The two measures now go to the individual presbyteries for a vote. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With the November elections looming, a pair of conservative Christian groups are joining forces to try and mobilize believers. The Family Policy Alliance Foundation and Christians Engaged are coming together in an effort to sign up 1 million Christians to engage in the elections at all levels this year. They'll encourage believers to be in prayer for the candidates as well and the nation right up to Election Day. This is SRN News. Jeremy House reports long simmering tensions over Juneau, Alaska's tourism boom and the way it affects local citizens are coming to a head over a new voter initiative.
Each year, a crush of tourists arrives in Alaska's capital city on cruise ships to see wonders like the Mendenhall Glacier. A measure to ban cruise ships with 250 or more passengers from docking in Juneau on Saturdays has qualified for the October 1st municipal ballot. It sets the stage for a debate about how much tourism it's too much in a city experiencing firsthand the impacts of climate change.
As correspondent Jeremy House, sophisticated overseas criminals are stealing tens of billions of dollars from Americans every year. It's a crime wave projected to get worse as the U.S. population ages and technology makes it easier to successfully perpetrate fraud on elderly citizens. More on these stories at srnnews.com.